My name is Principal David Miller. I'm in my sixth year as principal at Covenant High School. I am passionate about education that is Christian and classical, and I've really loved working here at Covenant because I get to talk about those things a lot and converse with faculty and kind of move us forward in that vision for our school. This past year, I was elated to attend our UK historical tour with the previous principal, Mr. Dick Hanula. And one of the stops on our UK tour was at Oxford University. And while at Oxford, I recalled the stories of the Oxford martyrs, namely three men, Hugh Latimer, Nicholas Ridley, and Thomas Cranmer. And all three of these men were brutally burned at the stake under Queen Mary, who many of you know is nicknamed Bloody Mary. Prior to Mary, Edward VI, who became king at age 9, had sought to create Josiah-like overhauls of England, which included implementing the Common Book of Prayer, many of you are familiar with, which replaced Catholic liturgy. This also gave the people of England worship in the common vernacular tongue, which was a common theme throughout Europe during the Protestant Reformation. Ridley and Latimer were burned together, and Cranmer would witness this and later be burned at the stake as well. Prior to being burned, Latimer famously said to the younger Ridley, "Be of good cheer, Ridley, and play the man. We shall this day, by God's grace, light up such a candle in England, as I trust will never be put out." All of these men demonstrated tremendous courage in that moment. Ridley actually suffered a brutal and botched burning that was tremendously painful for him, but nonetheless, he remained fervent in his beliefs until the end. When I was reading Fox's Book of Martyrs about the Oxford martyrs, we are often drawn towards the moment when these men gave their lives. And that is true of many times when we look at martyrs, we think about that moment where they had a big decision to make, to recant or to move forward, unwilling to recant and die for their faith. But it's important to look also at the courage and the habits that they cultivated prior to that that made them capable of committing such an act of virtuous courage in their martyrdom. I found Fox's description of Ridley particularly fascinating, and I'm going to read a section of that, and this is going to describe Nicholas Ridley's really daily routine, according to Fox, that he followed. So this is from Fox's Book of Martyrs. He says, "His first duty in the morning was private prayer. He remained in his study till 10 o'clock and then attended the daily prayer used in his house. Dinner being done, he sat about an hour conversing pleasantly or playing at chess. His study next engaged his attention, unless business or visits occurred. About 5 o'clock, prayers followed, and after he would recreate himself at chess for about an hour, then retire to his study till 11 o'clock and pray on his knees as he did in the morning. In brief, he was a pattern of godliness and virtue, and such he endeavored to make men whenever he came." It's remarkable to read that and think, how could they burn someone like that? Someone who had cultivated those kinds of habits. I share this because it's a reminder that the small and continual habits we cultivate shape us as people and prepare us for what God is calling us to do. There's a quote that I've given to this congregation before from educational consultant Chuck Evans, and I'll go ahead and say it again. Repetition is a good teaching strategy, and its worldview is more so caught than taught. Worldview is more so caught than taught. It's important to teach worldview, but young people are paying attention to where your energy is directed more than anything else. The topics and areas of interest that cause you to speak with a little more enthusiasm and where your voice accelerates and your mind appears to be preoccupied all the time, that's what people are paying attention to. Let me phrase it another way. A few years ago, this talk, Scott Bennett ran a word cloud. Apparently, we have the ability to do this. And this word cloud is an artificial intelligence, and it takes your talk, it counts the frequency of the words, and then it kind of artfully puts it on a page. And the more you say a word, the bigger it is, right? It's really terrifying to see that. I hope he doesn't do that to you, Dr. Dennison. It might not turn out the way you want. But anyways, he did this word cloud, and it really made me think about word clouds. Here's the question for you. if you did a word cloud of everything you said from this last year, what is your word cloud? What would that look like? What's the big word in the middle? Is it money? What is it? Is it TV? Is it movies? Is it Marvel Comics? What's in the middle of your word cloud? As our congregation, Covenant High School, and our local Christian K-8 schools are all working together to raise children, it's important to praise and call attention to virtuous behavior with enthusiasm, more so than successes or talents. Let me give a hopefully humorous example. I asked him if I could use him before, and he typically volunteers for deprecating humor. So imagine if Jacob Lottie's parents spent all their time saying, "Jacob, you have two legs." And maybe they say, "Oh, there he is. There's my guy with two legs." Or maybe they say, "Hey, two-legger." And they just kind of talked about how happy they were that Jacob had two legs all the time. You know, you think about it, he didn't really do a whole lot. I guess he preserved those legs. But the DNA went into his body, and those legs grew. And you have to think about it, though. If Jacob's in a car accident and he loses a leg, and all we do is praise Jacob for his two legs, then how's Jacob going to feel after he loses one of those legs, right? I think the metaphor is becoming obvious here, right? We want to praise hard work, discipline, obedience to God's word, all those controllable variables. We want to be weary of, and this is very much in the kind of classical Reformed tradition, we want to be weary of intellect, beauty, athleticism. It's okay to recognize those things. God gave you those things, but when we talk about those things, we want to talk about them as, look what God gave you. Steward this well. Use this for God's glory. Because everyone over time, those successes, scores, talents, they're at some point not going to light up the room. For some students, it might be when they show up at college and they go from a high school of, you know, 80 or 90 to a college of 1,000. Suddenly, they're not as impressive, right? So we want to prepare you for that. We want to focus on something different. We want to focus on things you can control, on those areas of discipline and hard work. And I want to challenge us as a congregation to praise our children for those things. And even if you look at the Bible, God tends to use less talented people. And you know, and I will tell the students who kind of have some running jokes with me, I did once upon a time have longer hair, and it kind of flowed to the side. And in the summer, it would even get more blonde, and it looked pretty good. May it rest in peace. So we don't get to decide if we're tall, beautiful, smart, but we can craft a routine like what I just read about Ridley. Every single student at Covenant High School, everyone in this congregation and those visiting our congregation tonight, has the ability to dedicate their life to God and to cultivate those things that are good. I love the prayer. I hadn't even seen it till just now that Nathaniel put in our liturgy. That worked really well with that. So that's the philosophical for you. Let's praise what is praiseworthy. Let's praise the controllables. Maybe one last kind of more colloquial phrase. I had a coach who always said, play hard and check the scoreboard later. Let's play hard and let's check the scoreboard later and control the things we can control and realize that those talents are from God and not to allow those talents to be the cornerstone of us. And our children will also pay attention to what we're doing and how we're talking. Okay, so some updates on the school this year. For those of you that are a little more removed from the school, it's great to give you some updates. The theme for the school year is Glorious Grace. You'll see that on the poster upstairs, and we're doing devotionals on that. We did a bunch of devotionals on a retreat on that theme. The teachers are also incorporating that, and we have chapel messages throughout the year on that. We have 4 new faculty members this year. We have Mr. Augustson teaching physics. He's a professional engineer, so we've kind of gone back to the model of having a local engineer teach that class, and it's been really fun to see all the work he's doing. We have Mrs. Funches teaching some humanities classes for us. We have Mrs. Hairnin, worked really hard to say that, hopefully I got it right, for PE, and Mrs. Reed for math and home economics. Also, last year in this talk, I was praying, and we were all praying that Mr. Mora would arrive, and Mr. Mora is here and almost has been here for a full year, and I'll talk more in a moment about some of the things he's doing that you'll see out in the narthex. So if you're a teacher in the school, go ahead and just stand up, and it's okay to clap. I know there's always discussions about that. Can you clap in church or not? So thank you. It looks like we have a few of them there. Others are going to watch this later or attending online. We also have two new board members. We're welcoming Isaac Dye and Bill Berg to our board. We currently have 7 board members, and our board takes our professional development very seriously. These new members are meeting with me and checking in with Don and getting up to speed on all the necessary characteristics for a board member. We also, at the start of our board meetings, talk about the purpose of a board and the need to think strategically and long-term, to not be overly operational and to have those sorts of conversations. So if you're on the school board, go ahead and stand up and let's clap for those people as well. This is volunteer work right here. We have Don and Steve. We successfully had another retreat this fall. We went to lovely Graham, Washington, and stayed at the luxurious Lakeview Christian Conference Center. And we had two successful trips. We had a trip to Northwest Trek, and that was really a highlight. And Mr. Moore did a lot of science things there and had the students complete some worksheets and groups and do some scavenger hunts as well. In addition, we had a beautiful hike at Longmire near Mount Rainier. I missed that. I ended up getting sick and going home early. So apparently it was really great, though, and maybe even better since I wasn't there. So who knows? We also purchased some robots over the summer, and this is from a company called Vex Robots. Vex has a complete curriculum for schools with lots of resources for teachers, and they have these kits. It's been a real highlight for our applied science class. Mr. Mora has those demoed out in the narthex, and you can ask him all kinds of questions. And he's been watching videos and working on coding. They're doing some Python coding of these robots. And those of you that have ever done anything like this in STEM, doing hardware and software will really drive a person nuts. So the kids are figuring out whether or not they're made to be engineers because they have to work through every single detail of those robots during those projects. We had a really successful year fundraising last year, so thank you to everyone here for your participation. We are so appreciative of that. It's been a huge blessing to the student body. Not only did we raise a lot of money for our scholarship fund, we also had a very successful fund-a-need last year. Downstairs, across from the science room, we renovated a classroom to something we now call the Exordium. The Exordium is a comfortable space for college advising and academic support. Exordium is a Latin phrase for introduction in rhetoric, and the purpose of introduction is to urge the reader forward to continue to read or continue to listen. And so the purpose of this room is to urge students forward, both with their post-high school plans, so career and college advising, and then also students that want some extra academic support or even advancing their academic skills can set up time to be tutored in that space. And we've really enjoyed that. The students love having study skills class there and college and career class. It's in kind of a living room style, a more conversational class and personal class. So that's been a really successful time. Our auction actually did over $50,000 last year. So that was really successful, and we're really hoping to be able to do that again this spring. Our enrollment, we had some humble growth this last year. We went from 75 students to 80 students, so we cracked back up into the 80 range. And we are projecting another year of growth next year, so we're really excited that we are on the right trend with our enrollment. Mrs. Logan Hope, who worked really hard on our admissions processes and routines, has transitioned out after 4 years of doing that job. Many of you know her, and we hired Miss Allie Brown. Miss Brown successfully led us through our preview days in October. We had 3 preview days where students can come and visit the school and spend time with our student body. And we actually had 30 students come through in October. So we're in really nice shape for next year's freshman class. We're already at I think now we're up to 32 or so students interested. Obviously, some of them might not come to school, but we tend to cap at about 26 students per grade, so that's a really nice nice number heading into the spring. We had a great professional development day with our faculty. Once a year, our faculty go off-site and spend a day on a topic of professional development. And this year, we went off-site to the Washington State History Museum and rented their activity room. And we spent time away from this building so we can think and not be interrupted. And we worked on developing what's called our master teacher profile. That's a 11 characteristics of what a master teacher looks like at Covenant. We broke up into groups and we wrote out what each of those characteristics will look like in more detail and talked about it and presented it to each other. So really a great professional development tool for our faculty. And then lastly, you might have seen this, but our cross-country team is only in their second year. I think we had 18 people on the team, and we had both our boys and girls teams at the state meet. And just kind of in my theme earlier, since I'm praising their successes, which I said not to do, I will say we had our first ever anchor day. Our mascot is the anchor, which I think is incredibly ironic for a cross-country team. And it is an important symbol, though. There's some history there, and I don't have time to go into that tonight. If you want to hear a fun story, I can tell you about where the anchor comes from. The team really bonded together and worked hard, and we actually, because they had the district meet at noon on a weekday, we actually had an early dismissal. We called it Anchor Day. A lot of kids had anchor face paint at school that day. We probably had at least 20 kids not on the team come watch the race, and to see the team at the finish line praying together like that was a real highlight for me, and seeing them bonding as a team and giving God the glory was really outstanding. A little bit later tonight, Pastor Gutierrez will invite us to have our offering for our scholarship fund. I just want to give thanks ahead of time. The scholarship fund does go towards families that have a need-based scholarship. Obviously, the economy is difficult, and a lot of our families have large families, too. And so we have a great process for calculating what are their financial needs to be able to have their kids at Covenant. And so this offering goes tonight goes directly towards that. So I want to just encourage you to participate that or give prayerful consideration participating. And then in addition to that, we also just ask for your continued prayer for the school, prayer for enrollment, prayer for a healthy student culture, prayer for our faculty and our school board and for our administration. All those things are a great way to pray for our school. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening tonight.